listen to All Independent Radio on NEIALive.com, broadcasting from Brookline, Boston.
Good evening, everybody. It is 8 o'clock, a couple minutes after, and you are listening to Radio Obsession, a show that is here for the rest of the summer from 8 to 10 p.m. on Wednesday evenings, East Coast time. And I'm Sarah. I will be with you for the next 2 hours playing all kinds of stuff, and we might go to some very strange places. So get your passports ready, and we will take a trip around the strange little world of music. Mainly music and some strangeness, but that will be coming up. But I was a bad girl, and last week I did not do my show. I was captured by aliens, and that's another story for another day. But I apologize, and but I'm happy to know that you were probably listening to something fabulous from the All Independent Radio archives, and which is what you do when you're not listening to live shows here at All Independent Radio. We webcast to the world from the New England Institute of Art in Brookline, Massachusetts. And in the summer, you know, it's a lighter schedule because there aren't as many students around, and so you hear a lot of cool stuff from the archives as well. But the problem with not having, with missing a show is that I am way behind on songs on my Desert Island Pick LP, which I have chosen for your listening pleasure. And what we do here on Radio Obsession is we, for each season, we pick a record that we would not be able to live without. If we were stuck somewhere and we only could listen to one album, it's a weird concept, I know, because people download individual songs mostly, and, you know, you've got millions of songs on your iPod, all that stuff, but just imagine a world where you might get stranded on some island and all you had was one record and you had to listen to it over and over again, and you wouldn't want to pick something you'd get sick of. So our current pick right now is Take the Guitar Player for a Ride by Peter Lofner and Friends, a legendary guitarist and musician from Cleveland who died way too young at the age of 24, but was, you know, collaborated with people like David Thomas from Pere Ubu and several other bands back in the 70s. This is a great album. It was kind of put together, you know, out of things that were not, wasn't produced for release. It was really all these things that were scraped together from, you know, recordings of him at his home, just him and his four-track, and, you know, live recordings, that kind of thing. And it's a bunch of great songs. And we are going to, what we do with the Desert Island Pick is we go through the album one by one and play them. We've played one and two, songs one and two. And in order to catch up so that we can get through this record by the end of August when the show will be gone, we're going to play probably three or four today. So we're going to start with number three on the album. It's called Sylvia Plath. And I'll just read you what it says on the liner notes. There are a lot of great liner notes on this record, quotes from people who had stuff to say about Peter Lofner. This is about Sylvia Plath, still one of Lofner's finest and most enduring songs, though the appeal of this fatalistic poet to a man of Lofner's dark sensibility colors the entire song. There is a sly humor to his portrait of this anti-heroine.
Sylvia Plath was never too good at math, but they tell me that she finished at the head of her class. And if she lost any virginity, she didn't lose it too fast. They couldn't hold any dress rehearsals for Sylvia Plath. Came into Manhattan. She had crawled out of one cocoon where there was absolutely nothing happening. She said, if I'm gonna be classless and crass, I'm gonna break up some glass. Nobody broke anything sharper than Sylvia Plath. No romance and excuses. is just a dance in the aftermath. And when you check out of this hotel, Jack, you're nothing but an autograph. The desk clerk wakes up around 7 and he tosses it out with the trash. But he might keep around a couple of letters return addressed to Sylvia Plath. Sylvia Plath woke up and turned on the gas. Then she put her head down and completely forgot about lighting a match. The rest of the details are just too boring to attach. But let's see you do one thing as graceful as Sylvia Plath. Oh, let's see you do one thing as graceful as Sylvia Plath. Yes, let's see you do one thing as senselessly cruel as Sylvia Plath.
Thank you. Tune in to All Independent Radio, webcasting to the world, and I promise you, you will fall in love.
Not sure what you want to do with the rest of your life? Well, how about becoming an audio engineer? Almost all the sound we hear has been touched by an engineer. Music, movies, and even TV. The person doing this could be you. And what better place to learn than at the New England Institute of Art? At the New England Institute of Art, you will learn about audio recording, using audio for video and audio production. You'll receive hands-on training with software and tech that is actually used in the field. When you graduate, you'll be more than prepared to get a job as an engineer or even open your own studio. Look us up on the web today.
Hey, and welcome back to Radio Obsession. I'm Sarah. I'll be here with you till 10 o'clock playing all kinds of music. You just heard The Verve coming out of the hotbed of music in Manchester, England. That was back in the day. I think we're going a little old-timey today, oldies. And before The Verve, remember The Verve? They had a cool, they had a big hit with Symphony of Life. Bittersweet Symphony of Symphony, and I loved that video. Just walking down the street, singing that song. Anyhow, you may or may not have seen that, but check it out. I'm sure it's on YouTube. Before The Verve, we had song number 3 from our Desert Island Pick LP, Take the Guitar Player for a Ride, which is by Peter Loeffner and Friends from Cleveland. And we will be checking back into that record throughout the show, and I'm excited because one of the songs we're going to get to today is my favorite on the record, Cinderella Backstreet, and that will be coming up for you. But right now, were you around in the 80s? Well, this song just sounds like the 80s to me. Birthday Party. Silence. Creeping silence. Creeping sounds that should be coming in shortly. As I mentioned, we'll be going to some strange places today here on Radio Obsession, which is a show from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on All Independent Radio with me, your host, Sarah Billingsley. And we just heard Public Image Limited. Oh, you know what the problem is? I'm a dope. It would help if I turned on the gizmo that I'm trying to play for you all. Wouldn't that have been cool if I had been actually playing that? And as I say, we are going to some strange places. But we just heard from way back in 1979. Hot Tones by Public Image Limited. After the demise of the Sex Pistols, young Uncle Johnny Rotten doing the honors of the vocals on that one. And before that, The Birthday Party with Nick Cave doing She's Hit from Junkyard. Myself, but let me talk to you. We just heard Public Image Limited doing Pop Tones from Second Edition way back in 1979. That came out with after the Sex Pistols fizzled out. That was what Johnny Rotten got up to, and I think they were just touring around lately, so that makes me happy. Before that, Nick Cave and The Birthday Party from Junkyard did She's Hit. And as I said earlier, we're going to be going to some weird places today on Radio Obsession. And right now, into the strange and freaky dystopia that is the mind of David Lynch. A dark and dreary world of misanthropes and oddballs. Enjoy.
It's so late. Lord, just listen to the air.
You know how many people have been like waiting for this moment in time?
And it's just crazy.
All Independent Radio, webcasting to the world.
Whoa, slow down, brake pedal, brake pedal.
Beep, beep, here I come, stupid.
Oh, sweet mercy, take the pedestrians out of this.
They knew what they were getting into. Here comes the power.
This is a depiction of my show.
One thing stands out as a completely unique experience.
Latin Rock.
Welcome to the Danger Zone.
Thursdays, 8 until 10.
It's a glass of nails.
Excuse me, though.
No. Dave was a lonely man. He wanted to be a pop star, just like the MP that shared the stage with Fergal. Dave never made it. He took a course in imaginative writing. Several days boarded the train at Runcorn Central.
Christian, oh, are you a boy? Oh, are you called Rob? Do you work out your dress code? See, cozy, with your soul.
All the steam had evaporated and things became electric overnight, but still, the checks never arrived. Passenger number 9 was a friend of Iggy's. He taught him all he knew. They exchanged vows in music,
they
cleanliness,
they
and production.
Got to riches and fame, but it ended up no good. They thought they caught the train to riches and fame, but it brought them all.
The 18th passenger became a musical rock to lean on. The postman became a follower of the rock, but like all things imaginative, fell into the sea and sank without a trace.
Trace. one was called Rob Jarber. He dips his head in a workout with buckets of Pro-Trail and a bucket of what he thought it was.
Tell that we just switched from a train in Europe to New York City. How about that? I told you we were going to be traveling around the world and you're going to need your passports today. What you're listening to in the background is some audio from New York. A few weeks ago, I went to New York to see Chuck Berry. He was playing at B.B. King's House of something. I was going to say House of Blues. It's not the House of Blues, but it's his club in New York. And it was cool. Thought I better go see him while I still had the chance, because the man's 83. But he still knows how to rock, and he still knows how to swing with the ladies. But before we were in New York City, taking the train, we were taking the train with the Falls, Mark E. Smith, and Ed Blaney from this very intriguing, cool presentation that you can't, I don't know, we're getting a little freeform tonight, but I don't think I was ready to play the full 40 minute The Train Part 3. However, we may go back to that. It's a 2009 release on voice print. So I'd never heard of The Train Parts 2 and 1, but now I'm kind of intrigued. We love Mark E. Smith. As I say, the Energizer Bunny of punk rock. Keep it up, baby. We love ya. Before The Train, we heard a song I'd like to dedicate to Mike and Andrew. Low did Canada from the album Trust. And We had the Laughing Hyenas from the LP Crawl. Doing Walk. That was on Touch and Go Records. From a long time ago. 1992? Seems like a million years ago. And before that, we heard a long... We took a long trip into the strange and fabulous mind of David Lynch and Alan Splett from Eraserhead, Part 2 in Heaven. In Heaven, Everything is Fine. And Eraserhead was made... It was a movie that, if you haven't seen it, it's definitely a cult underground classic movie. Possibly his first movie, I'm not really sure. But it came out in 1976, and it took 5 years to make. It was not able to get funding because it was strange and only had a 20-page script. But a lot of people saw the movie and loved it. And I didn't know this, but I just found this out recently, that Mel Brooks saw the movie, and that was why he asked Lynch, David Lynch, to direct The Elephant Man, which came out in 1980. And it's beautiful, and it's definitely a David Lynch movie, but I always wondered how he went from Eraserhead to a Hollywood movie, dark and beautiful as it is, like The Elephant Man. And if you haven't seen either of those movies, you should definitely, I would suggest that you definitely see them. Of course, open your mind if you want to see when you want to see Eraserhead. And the funny thing that I just read about that was Jack Nance was the star of the movie, and so it, you know, the movie took 5 years to film, but he kept his very iconic hairstyle the same for the entire 5 years. So I thought that was pretty fun, fun little tidbit for you. And David Lynch says that this is his most spiritual film, the most spiritual film he has made, but he won't explain what he means by that and lets the viewer figure it out. And I did dedicate that low song to Mike and Andrew, and Andrew, of course, is the biggest David Lynch fan I know. So that kind of was dedicated to him as well. And right now, we are going to get off the train and go back to the Desert Island LP pick, take the guitar player for a ride. We're going to listen to track 4, which is called In the Bar. And we're going to go to the bar. Imagine being in the bar. This reminds me of my Uncle Henry, in a good way, no disrespect. He loved being, he was the king of his local bar. And enjoy, picture the scene, a local bar in Cleveland with a variety of people, of working class and white collar, mixed together, having fun, arguing, drinking, down in the bar.
Gives him a hand. at the high school, and you wouldn't believe those children in their ways. Then he offers you a drink because you don't have anything to say. Michael, he comes in looking very tough, and he's walking so careful so his boots don't scuff. And Eric from Chicago decides he's gonna call Michael's bluff. And Eric says, honey, the only time I say no is when they ask me if I've had enough. From down the street come in and order up Morgan David wine. And you can hear somebody scream, oh, honey, I feel so fine. I heard Mary tell Denise she'd give her 22 and all's. And Denise said to Mary, you want to come home and fall? Bartender, he hit the lights and shouted last call for the alcohol. Hey, you can come back tomorrow night and you all remember leaving it all. At the bar, down at the bar, inside of the bar.
A moment of love to exalt the moon eyes and talk a little bit of love for higher rights to make you ride the right thing I will homicide through and I caught it
Here we go, back on the train. Got your passports handy? Back on the train with Mark E. Smith. Who followed up a rocking band from the past? Well, still existing, actually. But that was an oldie from them. That was My Dad is Dead. With Mark Edwards, another one of my favorite Marks. And a couple of weeks ago, I threw out a secret quiz that no one responded to, but there's a secret connection between Mark Edwards and Mark E. Smith. If you go way back to the days in Cleveland, it'd be fabulous. I will say the name of another fabulous college radio station, WCSB 89.3 FM in Cleveland, which was one of my huge inspirations in life and still is a really great radio station. Used to be way up in the towers of the Cleveland State, but I know they've moved to some other building, but they still are, their spirit is the same and they emanate really awesome stuff. So when you're not listening to All Independent Radio, check them out. Why not? Mark Edwards from My Dad is Dead used to do a radio show called The Psychic Dance Hall, which was a song by The Fall, and that was his opening song. And that was the secret answer to the secret quiz that no one responded to. And if you ever want to delve into the strange and possibly boring or maybe amusing world of Radio Obsession, you can go to my website at radioobsession.net. There's other stuff besides archives of my shows there. There's a documentary I did and some other stuff, some audio things. I'd love to hear what anybody has to say about any of that stuff. And you can always contact me. You can email me at radioobsession@gmail.com. And I would be delighted to hear from you. I know there are people listening all around the world and wherever you are. We'd love to get some feedback. Before My Dad is Dead, we had Robert Pollard from a record called From a Compound Eye, which came out in 2006 after Guided by Voices, after Robert Pollard decided that he was enough with the Guided by Voices, one of the most prolific bands and one of the most amazing bands I've ever seen. I'd have to say that was one of the most memorable shows that I have ever seen in my life, of many concerts, was Guided by Voices at the Paradise in Boston. And they play... This is not... I'm not the only one who knows this. They are legendary for the amount of alcohol that they took in while they were playing. But Robert Pollard just has these so many songs in his mind. Just great songs, complicated lyrics, and the band just rocked on for a really long time with many, 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 many songs. It was just remarkable as the whiskey bottles were flying off the stage and beer bottles, and unbelievable. But the man is definitely a genius. So this is a pretty interesting album. And that song you heard was number 5 on the record, called The Right Thing. And before that, we played number 4, track number 4. Why am I so interested in song numbers? I don't know. As if it matters. But that was track number 4 as we make our way down the list of the songs, the 15 songs on the Desert Island LP of the interim for Radio Obsession. We like to pick a record that we could listen to over and over again if we were stuck somewhere on a desert island and could only listen to one album for the rest of our lives. Think about it. What would you pick? That's something you could... I'd love to hear your choice at radioobsession@gmail.com. Let me know, and maybe I'll play a request from it. Make a request. Play it next week. But Peter Lofner's record, Take the Guitar Player for a Ride, is one of those records that I could listen to forever, and no problem. No problem. Never get bored. Never get tired of it. So, without further ado, you're going to listen to a couple of messages, and we'll be back with the Gutter Twins.
Have you ever watched TV and thought you could be the next Oprah? Or listened to the radio and thought you could be the next Howard Stern? If you know you have what it takes to be as big as those guys and you have the desire to do so, then make a phone call to the New England Institute of Art today. At AI, we offer degrees in television and radio broadcasting, and we have the tools to help you on your journey to being the next big TV or radio personality. That's the New England Institute of Art in Brookline, Brooklyn.
Well, hi there, everybody. This is the old hipster Larry Miller inviting you to tune in here to All Independent Radio and join me for
Badass and Flashback.
Each week we'll take you disappearing through the smoke rings of your mind back to those fabulous days of the late 60s, the psychedelic era, and we'll play for you some of the music that was played by people like me on alternative underground FM radio. That's Badass and Flashback, Wednesday afternoons, 1 o'clock, here on All Independent Radio.
It's groovy.
Back down below on the track.
I have, they come to me, yes, it seems to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the center of the universe.
Thank you.
appearance of the ship can be seen in the distance. Blood stained the ice along the shore. The sound. Silently, he pulled out.
That Slint from the record Spiderland with Good Morning Captain. And we have time for just one more song here on Radio Obsession. Thank you for tuning in this evening, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Stay tuned for something fabulous from the All Independent Radio Archives. I'll be back again next Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. to continue exploring the Desert Island LP, Take the Guitar Player for a Ride by Peter Loeffner and Friends, and I'll even have a couple of funny stories for you about that. But right now, this might be my favorite song on the record. It's called Cinderella Backstreet, and it also happens to be the name of a band, a cover band that Peter Loeffner was in before he wrote the song. So if you feel like contacting me, you can send me an email at radioobsession@gmail.com or check out my website, radioobsession.net. Love to hear from you, and thanks again for listening. Have a great evening, morning, day, night, whatever time it is when you are listening to this. Catch you next week.
Kids with no place to go. But me and Scotty were talking, in that nervous way that we always did. It was then I realized I had something there to show him. That I would have to keep it his. So I said, I'm gonna walk on down in the alley, down where the light shines so very dimly. I wanna shake hands with all the creatures that I meet. With this Cinderella Backstreet. And I tried to teach naivete to kids brought up on TV. I tried hard to smile, hung up in style. It seems they saw right through me. You know, me and Ricky were talking in between all the noise, the smoke and the jive. And I said, playing those blues that you learned from the English dudes. Oh, does it really satisfy? I said to him, me, I'm gonna walk on down in the alley, down where the light shines so very dimly, where the etiquette walks on silent 30 feet. With Miss Cinderella Backstreet. One down for the leather boys.
for the never been kissed. Still another for all the ambulances. Ah, the wig somehow seemed to miss. And one more just to dream on. And you know, still another one for the show. But underneath, she did my eyes. And I felt just like a prize. Till the tears began to flow. And I had to go outside and take care of some business with a gentleman from Morningside Avenue, who introduced me to his very best friend from Denver. Took me aside and advised me just what it was that I should do. I said to him, right now I'm gonna walk on down in the alley. Down where the light shines so very dimly. Ah, well, the night is so complete. With Miss in the back street. I'm gonna walk on down in the alley. Down where the light shines so very dimly. Where the alley cat walks on silent padded feet. With Miss Cinderella back street. The Miss Cinderella in the back street. The Miss Cinderella in the back street.
Have you heard about the best college radio station in Boston? Yes, it's live at New England Institute of Art, and it's all independent radio. For 10 years, students have been given the chance to do what they want and record their sounds. Listen live at NEALive.com or go to iTunes and click College Radio and All Independent Radio. Live from Brookline, New England Institute of Art, All Independent Radio.